Welcome to Union City Radio for Wednesday, June 24th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. The Trump administration has waged an all-out assault on Environmental Protection Agency employees and public health, reports the American Federation of Government Employees, which represents EPA workers. Researchers have been silenced. More than 90 environment and human health protection rules and regulations have been rolled back, and agency staffing has been slashed to the lowest levels in more than 30 years. Almost a year ago, the administration also trashed EPA employees' union contract and unilaterally imposed its own anti-worker rules. AFGE forced EPA management to return to the table, and during recent contract negotiations, union negotiators successfully pushed back against the agency's anti-worker proposals, winning a new five-year contract that strengthens employee rights and improves health and safety. On today's labor calendar, 32BJ SEIU is organizing a Black Workers Matter caravan starting at 11 a.m. this morning at Plymouth Congregational United Church of Christ on North Capitol Street Northeast. Black essential workers who keep DCA Airport running are demanding safe working conditions, PPE, and that laid-off workers be given their jobs back. In today's labor history, on this date in 1880, Agnes Nestor was born. Nestor became president of the International Glove Workers Union and was a longtime leader in the Chicago Women's Trade Union League. She began work in a glove factory at age 14. Today's labor quote is by Haymarket martyr Albert Parsons, born on this date in 1848. Albert Parsons, who said, "Let the voice of the people be heard." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, it's more important than ever that your mortgage gives you peace of mind. Every Union Plus mortgage offers financial hardship assistance in case of disability, layoff, lockout, and other eligible income loss. Find out more at unionplus.com.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union, oh, yeah, the union, will make us strong.
It will make us strong.